Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this lovely day. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Before we bring Brother Jones on the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request, please press the number one on your phone at this time, and when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, mine included, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask that you pray that everyone makes great decisions and give someone a smile on today, because sometimes that one smile can go a long way into making someone else's day a better day. I also ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they and their families too will be blessed in ways that they would have to say, but God. They put so much time and effort into providing us with these words of encouragement, and I just ask that you continue to lift them up in prayer. But also for all motorists, everyone traveling, truckers especially, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. We have no other prayer requests at this time. I will bring you, we have one. Caller 2542, please state your prayer request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Grimm. I request some prayers for my grandson. He needs change of hours on his job. I'm asking you all to please pray for him for that and continue to pray for me for my health and my spiritual walk with the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I now bring you Brother Roger Jones. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to the program, The Trusting and Praying, that as Sister Danielle has made mention of, that we make the right decisions today that will help us to have a closer walk with the Lord and make our calling and election sure. We're in Matthew chapter 7. Last week we talked about why some people like to judge. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 says, judge not that ye be not judged. We may mention a few things as to why people are very critical. We're not talking about constructive criticism. We're not talking about making a judgment call based on facts, based on the evidence. We're talking about judging a situation without hearing the whole story, without gathering all the facts, so that we can answer a cause wisely. One of the reasons people judge is because criticism boosts their own self-image. They feel like pointing out someone else's faults or failures and tearing them down makes them seem a little bit better than that person. Secondly, criticism is just simply enjoyed by some people. There's a tendency in human nature to take pleasure in hearing and sharing bad news and other folks' shortcomings. Thirdly, criticism makes us feel that our own lives are better than the person who failed. Fourthly, criticism helps us justify the decisions we have made and the things we have done throughout our lives. We rationalize our decisions and acts by pointing out the failures of others. And then criticism points out to our friends that we're stronger. Criticism gives good feelings because our rigid beliefs and strong lives are proven how by our brother's failure. So these are some of the reasons why people criticize other people. But there are several reasons why no person should ever criticize. Number one, all the circumstances and all the facts are never known. When one judges a person or an individual or individuals without gathering the facts, what happened and why it happened are just not known. There are always many behind-the-scenes facts. For example, children and parents, relationship, husband and wife, employer and employee, friend and friend. Things happen when they are alone behind closed doors. Unfortunately, there is something seldom remembered or emerge from the closed doors and enter the public. The one who does the talking does not always reveal the true facts. The spirit of talk to others is the spirit of self-justification. The spirit of silence is the spirit of caring and compassion, one that will listen attentively. The spirit of silence is always the spirit which desires no hurt for others, at least no more pain than what has to be borne. Number two, religious as well as non-religious come short. They fail and fall. 1 John 1:8, John says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, John is not talking about a person who sins on a regular basis, that lives in sin. John is saying that from time to time in this human experience, in this walk as Christians, we sometimes fail. But then he says in 1 John 1, verse number 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. No one is ever exempt from sin totally. When we criticize and judge, we have a problem that we all have sinned. When we acknowledge our own true condition, we act with care and compassion toward all as they come short. Remember what the Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, I think the essence of his statement weighs out this point. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. When we consider ourselves, that the shoe that the offender is now wearing, it is very possible that shoe may fit our foot. So we need to be careful in censoring and in judging without knowing the facts. Now, this does not mean that we have license to sin, nor that our sin is excused. We are not to continue in sin, not by criticizing nor by doing any other evil, but we must acknowledge our weaknesses and remember the person who really knows God is the person who is ever seeking God. Listen to the Hebrew writer in Hebrews 11:6. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must be mindful of the fact that our justification happens when we obeyed God, but our sanctification is a lifelong process, put us eventually into glorification when we stand before God, when we put off these fleshly bodies and put on those spiritual bodies, and when God welcomes us into that celestial city. then we will receive our glorification. Thirdly, all there is to know about a person is never known. How then can we criticize? Think about a childhood for a moment. 18 years is a long time. Day by day moves into a week, week by week stretches into a month, month by month lasts and lasts until a year has arrived. And year by year is a long, long time for a child to be molded into an adult. What kind of mother, what kind of father, what kind of friends did the failing person have to influence and mold him? This does not suggest because they have been encouraged and enticed and influenced that their free moral agency has been stripped of them. Even being enticed, even being influenced and encouraged to do wrong, we still have the power of choice. God has given us that ability as free moral agents to stand up and to resist evil. Judging others usurps God's authority. When a person criticizes another, he is saying that he is worthy and has the right to be judged over others' lives. Again, I emphasize, this does not censure making judgments based on facts, based on evidence. If a person has borne the fruit of unrighteousness and disobedience to God's command, one has a right as a Christian to encourage that person and let them know that they have wronged, they have broken their fellowship with God. That is judging, but that is judging based on facts and not on non-facts. Then Jesus says in verse number 2, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." The criticizer will be judged, criticizing unjustifiably. Note three things. The criticizer will be judged for the very same thing he criticizes. Whatever he criticizes, it is that for which he shall be condemned. And how frightening. His condemnation shall be by God himself, not just by another person. Such a thought should cause us to care and love and to live a life of compassion. Secondly, the criticizer will be judged by one law only, the law of equal weight. The law can be stated several ways. It can be the law of equal weight, the law of equal judgment, the law of equal proportion. But what God is saying, they're going to be judged. Other passages of Scripture say the criticizer shall actually receive the greater condemnation. He shall receive no mercy. James 2 and verse 13. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that show no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. He shall be judged. James 3:1, "My brethren, be not many masters, teachers, or judges, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. He shall be unforgiven." Luke 6:36-37. "Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come. We thank you for allowing us to awake out of the sleep and slumber of the night. Thank you, Father, for health and strength. Thank you for food, clothing, and shelter. We come now, Father, on behalf of everyone on this call. whatever they may be going through, whatever they may be dealing with, whatever circumstances they may be in presently. Father, look into those situations. Grant them what they need. And if it's not your will to remove the problem, we simply ask, kind Father, to give us the strength to endure and to bring glory and honor to your name. Be with all the ministers that prepare messages throughout the week to encourage our hearts and minds. Be with our families. Bless them. We ask that you be with all the motorists, especially the truckers that are transporting goods to and fro. Help all motorists to respect each other's traveling space. We come on behalf of Sister Janice Graham, praying for her grandson that he get the job, the hours that he needs. We pray for her health and her strength, her spiritual walk with the Lord. Father, we ask that you be with us throughout the remaining of this day. Continue to bless Sister Danielle as she hosts this program in such a fine fashion. Bless your family. Keep them safe. Be with us throughout this pandemic. Bless the churches that are endeavoring to go back into their buildings. We trust and pray that they will be safe and cautious. Help us throughout the remaining of this day, and this will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.